I cannot fucking believe this. My team was on a winning streak. They were the clear favorites going into this game against your team. Your team has sucked all season. Then we were leading throughout the entire game, but somehow your team pulled out with a win at the last minute. I never would have goaded you into making the bet if I thought there was a chance I would lose. I was kind of surprised you accepted it. I guess I was kind of obnoxious about it. But now I'm sorry I made the bet at all. Well, we might as well get this over with. What do you mean, what am I doing? I took off my shirt. As a prelude to getting completely naked so you could fuck me? You know, because I lost the bet and have to do anything you tell me to. Wait, you weren't going to make me fuck you? Well, that's a relief. I was worried there for a bit. Now I feel stupid for taking my shirt off and letting you see my tits. All I can do now is clutch the shirt over my chest. You seriously weren't going to make me fuck you, though. I think we were pretty clear on the whole the loser had to let anything the winner said thing. You do realize I'm a girl, right? Me being a tomboy doesn't mean I'm not also a girl. The tits then were a pretty good clue. Not entirely conclusive, I guess, but in case somehow you got it in your head that I was a dude with a nice-looking rack, well, I'm not. I've got a pussy, too. No, I don't want to have sex with you, but that's the point. What's the good in winning a bet if you can't humiliate the loser? You've got to rub in the fact that they lost and make it even worse by degrading them, all for your pleasure. I had something really creative, but entirely non-sexual, planned for you when I won. Anyway, you haven't officially made your choice yet. I'll let you see my tits again by lowering the shirt. So, do you want to make me fuck you? What the fuck, dude? I've made clear boning me is entirely on the table for this bet. You even saw my tits. I know you're straight. Maybe you think you can't because your friends don't let friends get out of bets easily. And I'm starting to get a little offended. It's like you don't think I'm good enough to get fucked. Wait, let me take off these shorts and then these boxers, and don't stop me. You've got to make an informed decision here before you totally blow your last chance to make me fuck you. See this right here? This is a pussy. Pussy. It's where your dick goes. At least it can be. Since you won the stupid goddamn bet. I honestly expected you'd already be in it. While I alternated bitching about my team losing and having to fuck you. And just look at you now. Huh. The bulge in your pants, at least. You can't tell me you want to fuck me now. Seriously, you can't tell me. If you think making me fuck you will get in the way of our friendship, just wait until you find out what happens if you don't make me do it. I fully can live out what happens if you don't make me do it. I fully can live out losing a bet and having to pay up, even if I never expected it to happen. But for you not to want to fuck me, even after seeing me completely naked, and with you having a huge boner, well, that's pretty messed up. It's a pretty messed up thing to do to your best friend. So, let's take off your shirt. I don't want to see your team's name anytime soon anyway. Okay, then your shorts. Well, at least if I can pull down from around this thing. It's like I was trying to pull my shirt off over my head and my nose was suddenly the size of, well, your dick. But I got the waistband of your shorts, of your underwear too. Might as well just pull them both down at the same time. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. I have got your dick out. And the other parts as well. Then we can get on the couch or something. Or the carpet. But I might get rug burns. We could go to one of our rooms. But there's another game starting in a few minutes that I have to catch. So, right here on the couch then. You could make me be on top. So, you know, I do all the work while you just lie there. That would be annoying if you did that. Although it would be worse if I had to be just some kind of submissive, like taking it from behind, doggy style. But if we did it missionary, then I have to feel your entire body on top of mine and look up at you. I look up at your face while you're doing it. Sound good? Because I'll just lie down here. I'll just lie down here then, if you'll scoot over some. Some people might take this as kind of rapey. Here we are, the both of us all naked, and you about to get on top of me and fuck me because I lost a bet. Just to be clear, don't try this with any other female friends. They don't have our history of friendship, making stupid bets, and all that. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to do this, but it wouldn't be a very good bet if I had to do something I liked if I lost. And I could just say no, but I've never backed off from making good on a lost bet yet. There's pride at stake here, even if it does mean a certain loss of dignity from having you screw me. So yeah, it's kind of rapey, but between you and me, and in the context of the bet, it's okay with me. Then there's you, standing there all naked and hard beside the couch now, but not getting on me. You do want to fuck me, don't you? I realize I'm kind of leading you into this. But I can't let you make a bad call on this bet. You are probably going to pick something stupid like do your half of the chores for a week. Maybe it never occurred to you that the terms of our bet included something like this. Or that you could do it, and it included... Or that you could do it, and it wouldn't mess things up between us. Not if it happens like this. I already told you I'm okay with paying up. But tell me honestly whether or not you really want to fuck me. If not, then it's not going to happen. Then I guess I'd be raping you if it happened, which wouldn't be right either. Not just because of the entire rape thing either, but you'd be wasting a really big bet on something that you didn't want. You're so hard, though. Maybe guys just get hard even when they don't want to do it. I mean, I'm getting wet now, even though I don't want to do it. Maybe it was those cheerleaders in that game, but sometimes our bodies do things we can't control. So you don't have to fuck me. If you do, I won't be too upset. I'd be more upset that I lost. What would upset me is if you want to, because you say no. Because you're trying to protect me. or you think I can't handle it. I'm a big girl. I made this bet. I didn't expect to lose it, but I do expect you to make good on it any way I have to, even if it's by fucking you. It's not like I'll just be lying here either. That wouldn't be too much fun for you, I suppose. Or maybe it would. Not sure how it works for guys. If you want me to just lie here, I can. But I was going to at least actively try to be a good lay. I'm pretty sure it will be a good time for you no matter what. A few minutes of the old in and out. And then you bust a load in my tomboy pussy. I've made good on the bet then. And then it's back to life as normal for us. Look, fuck me if you want. There's really no downside to doing it. If you don't for some reason, that's fine, I guess. I might take it a little personally, especially being naked and all. And being clear on the no consequences thing. I know I'm your type, because your type is anything with a pussy. Honestly, though, if you ignore the short hair, lack of makeup, and bruise or scar here and there, I'm just as hot as any other girl you've drooled over. So make your mind up quick. Fucking me won't hurt anything. But just standing there and not knowing what's going to happen, or if you don't find me fuckable, well, that's getting hard to deal with. So let me know if we aren't going to do this so I can get some clothes on. Then you'd better come up with something even more awful for me to do as part of the bet. Or get on top of me and fuck me before this gets any more awkward. Well, it's about time you got on top of me. I thought you were going to pass on this opportunity or pussy out on the bet and on fucking my pussy. This really is for the best, and we both know it. We'll laugh about it later. Hey, remember that time my team lost and I had to let you fuck me? That kind of thing. Wait. While you're getting in this position, let me grab the remote here and turn off the TV. It's not fair to you if I'm watching it or laughing at some commercial while you're boning me. We have time before the next game starts anyway. Unless you plan on taking your sweet time with my pussy. You actually seem kind of interested to get started. Now that you're on top of me. Kind of nervous, too. Don't worry, though. I won't give you a hard time if you're clumsy or not any good. Or you're just some kind of two-pump chump. That wouldn't be in the spirit of my losing the bet if I did any of that. Well, this is it, I guess. You've got your dick pressed up against my pussy. We both know the next part. At least I hope you do. Or this is going to get embarrassing. So go ahead. Put your dick... Wait. I don't want a dick stuck in me. Maybe a cock. That sounds less bad. More friendly. Let's go with that. So, yeah. Put your cock in me. Make me make good on my bet. Oh, you did it. Oh, I wasn't sure if you would. Oh, even with you right there, right on the outside, I wasn't sure that you would chicken out. I could tell that you wanted so badly to put it in, though. I would have really been disappointed with you if you stopped then. Not because I wanted anything to do with this, but because you so obviously did. I was worried that you wouldn't seal the deal. Oh, you're already moving it in and out? Now that you're actually having your cock in my pussy. Yeah, I can tell your instinct is taking over. Yeah, well, you're actually having a good time now, aren't you? Yeah. It's like when I drag you out with our friends to be social. You resist at first. but you still end up having a good time. Well, this is just like that instead. Except you're... Except instead of going out to a party, you're fucking me. Aren't you glad I didn't let you pick out something stupid for your victory? You could be missing out on this top-class tomboy pussy and body right now. You get to fuck me, and you get to enjoy it. Well, I just to be a... Well, I'm just a good sport, and I kind of try to help you along. This isn't changing anything between us either. It's just another bet being paid off. Of you and me doing some stupid shit together. With my team losing. It's not the worst thing that happened to me today. But I'd like to think that even with your team winning, this might be the best thing happening to you. Sure, your team doesn't win much. But you get laid even less. And I'm pretty sure I'm a better catch than any of those girls that you've had. It's not like you couldn't do better. Maybe after me, you'll have more confidence. You should. Because you actually seem to be good at this. At least, I expected this to be a lot more uninteresting from my side. Damn it. Oh, it's nothing. No. I mean, it's nothing. But I think I might come. I guess normally that would be good, but it's kind of not in the spirit of having to be your tomboy toy after losing a bet. I'll try to think of unsexy things. It should be easy for me not to come here. I'm a lesbian. I'm only doing this because I lost a bet. It's even my first time. Well, you didn't ask if I was a virgin, did you? Shouldn't have made a difference in your choice, except to make it more likely for you to choose to fuck me. I don't want to ruin this moment of victory by going all girly and coming from this. Again, not in the spirit of losing the bet. Plus, it just wouldn't feel right. It might feel good, but it wouldn't feel right. It's just that it's my first cock. And I was kind of expecting the worst. But it's not what I expected. I was kind of caught off guard. Like when we tried out that one restaurant. Outside looked like shit. But the food tasted like heaven. I think I tasted even better because we weren't expecting much. Well, this is like that. Except nothing like it. Gotta think on sexy thoughts here. My team losing today. Breaking my wrists last year. Those little hair clogs you leave in the shower. Anything but thinking about your body laying warm and comforting on top of mine. And your cock moving in and out of my pussy faster and faster. Oh, damn it. My mind wandered there. How do I not think about you fucking me? It's really pretty hard to ignore. Pretty damn distracting, really. Wait. Gotta remember, I might get pregnant from this. That might help. Oh, whoa, don't stop there, pal. I said that to slow me down. Not you. Did you really think I'd be on birth control? That's part of what makes this such an effective way to pay me back. I have to get fucked by you. That's going according to plan. But there's that risk that I could get pregnant. No, don't let it stop you from coming in me. You won the right to do so. I'm just going to think about how dangerous it is for your cum to be inside of me. And maybe of what it would feel like to have your baby inside of me because of all this. weird that isn't interfering with the entire building orgasm thing as much as I'd hoped. Yeah, kind of the opposite, really. I'm gonna have to figure that one out later. Can't really figure anything out right now, not with your cock fucking me. And my pussy fucking you back pretty good. You got me kind of squirming under you in a way I think none of us expected. I'm not sure if it makes the entire situation better or worse, but I'm definitely going to come now. Dude, if you have to ask if you should pull out, you aren't acting in the spirit of the bet. This ain't about me. At least it's not supposed to be. You want to come in me, don't you? It's all that matters. I mean, if for some reason you don't enjoy filling my pussy with your baby batter, then don't. But it's going to be your call. I'm cheating off my homework like school. You don't have much time anyway, and you suck at decisions. Look at how long it take for you. Look how long it took for you to put it in me after you won. It's probably going to take you at least as long to decide if you... if you want to take it out. And by then it will be too late. Knowing you, the doctor will probably all... Excuse me, young man, but you need to take your dick out so the baby can come out now. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, definitely running out of time. At least I know I am. And I'm thinking you're close too. Kind of surprised you're leaving it in because you're the cautious type. And I'm just kind of proud too. I'm having a good effect on you. And I'm not talking about the sex. Wait, wait, wait. Don't come yet. Just another few seconds. Oh, let's come together. Yes, yes. Oh, I know you said this was all about you, but shut the fuck up. Give me 2 seconds before you nut in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, now. Come in me now. Come in me now. Oh! Oh, well, that was disappointing. Oh, no, not you. You were all good. Way too good. I wasn't expecting to enjoy that at all. And that's the problem. Like I said before, it's not much of a bet if the loser ends up enjoying having to pay up. So don't get me wrong. I think we're on the right track with the sex stuff. Maybe if it turned into something I really couldn't get behind. Like a romantic evening in your bedroom with candles and rose petals and that kind of shit. And me wearing some lingerie or something. At least it's a start. We'd just have to keep trying until we found something that didn't work so well for me. Maybe some role-playing, too. I can think of a lot of stuff that would have no business at all turning me on. But don't worry. You know me. This tomboy always makes good on her debts, no matter how long it takes.